What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Chelsea Echo and welcome to a voice note review of Brighton 1, Chelsea 2. A game which saw Chelsea move into the hot seat for maybe even Europa League football. Obviously, as it stands right now, with City and United playing the FA Cup final, we are in the Conference League spots, but we might be on our way to Europa. Who would have thought that a few weeks ago? But it's the case. Chelsea winning four games on the spin, and we saw a Lionel Muller seagulls. Cole Palmer opened up the scoring for Chelsea with a great header and getting another goal this season, proving why he is such a key man. But the big thing is Christopher Nkunku finally scored. Yes, we saw the balloon. It all came out. It was wonderful. It was beautiful. And Chelsea looked destined to win this game extremely comfortably. That was obviously until Reece James lashed out in what was a pretty cynical red card challenge, meaning that he is probably going to miss the first few games of the season. In fact, he definitely is. I don't think we can rescind that, and I don't think we'll be able to at all, because it was stupid what he did. That is a four-game suspension for the Chelsea captain, meaning that this year is definitely a season to forget. Danny Welbeck closed the scoring for Brighton, getting his usual goal he does against Chelsea. Didn't expect anything less, but they couldn't get the second, and Chelsea move into the hot seat after Newcastle lost tonight at Old Trafford. A big final day of the Premier League season is upon us against Bournemouth, and we'll be with you every step of the way. But I'm going to hand you over to Tom, who wants to talk about Christopher Nkunku. See you guys in a bit.
I do want to talk about Christopher Nkunku, that is correct, because that sight of him blowing into a balloon is a sight that I didn't realise how much I needed to see. And today, we saw it, and that was great. Now, yes, in the end, that game, and particularly that last sort of 15 minutes, including the 10 of stoppage time, were quite horrible to watch, I'll be honest. Especially when I had both games on, so I had the Newcastle game on too, and they were pushing, and it looked like at one point, this could easily swing to a Newcastle draw and a Chelsea draw, and then suddenly we're back in seventh. But that didn't happen. We held on. And therefore, yes, Reece James got sent off and will be out for, well, the rest of this season. And the BBC is saying the next three games of next season. I thought it was the first two. But anyway, he's missing a few games. But let's talk about Nkunku, because he got the winner, essentially, in the end. Look, it wasn't a particularly difficult finish. It wasn't. Gusto, excellent once again. That little French link could be something we get used to next year, I hope. But it's more the vibe of Chelsea. And yes, okay, Reece came on, Gusto's back. Like, Reece did get sent off, whatever. But it's more the vibe of this is what Chelsea could be next year, and this is what we've been missing all season. And Nkunku comes on, he scores, and that balloon comes out. And I'm thinking next year, I'm thinking forward here, and I'm thinking, you know what? This could be a really, really fun season next season. I think we could really be pushing for top four. I look at the other teams, I think City and Arsenal are going to be the top two. That's no doubt about that. Liverpool, I think, will fall off a bit without Klopp. Then it's us. I don't see Spurs being there. I don't see United being there. I think Villa will struggle. Newcastle could push up, to be fair, because they're going to be Conference or Europa like us. So, yeah, I don't know. I just got a really positive feeling suddenly towards the end of the season. As Lewis says, massive day, big game against Bournemouth, send-offs, Europa League to play for. Ah, so exciting, so much fun. It's been a really fun end to the season, actually. But most importantly, Nkunku scores, balloon, up the Chelsea.